Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Kim Kelly and you're listening to the KTAG Morning Show on 97.9 FM and online at mybighornbasin.com. It's about 8:30 on a Friday morning, which means it's time for Fur Baby Friday. This is where we feature an animal that's currently hanging out at the Park County Animal Shelter here in Cody. And we do want to thank Cody Feed for helping us make Fur Baby Friday possible each and every single week. So thank you to Cody Feed for helping us support these local animals and helping them find their forever homes. With me this week is Nicole from the Park County Animal Shelter. Good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How many shots did you have today?
None.
I mean, coffee shots.
Good catch. none today, but I am absolutely going through rawhide after this and get my quad shot. And I'm going to get a puppuccino for the dog that I brought because
she's adorable.
She's so cute.
She deserves one.
Today I brought, she's fairly new to us. She was just brought in a few days ago. Mm-hmm. She is a Shar Pei mix.
She's beautiful.
She's so cute. She's 7 years young. Her name is Elsie.
What is she mixed with? Is she mixed with pit?
She is mixed with, she's a pitty Shar Pei mix.
Okay.
And like really the only like pit that you can see in her is like she has like that classic pit smile.
Yeah.
And we've kind of had like a debate going on at the shelter. Like some people can see it and then other people are going, I don't think she's mixed with Pit because she looks like a small Shar Pei.
I saw it right away.
Yeah, I did too.
I saw this the Pit smile right away. I was like, oh, you're so cute.
And she, you know, she has like the wrinkles and the Shar Pei eyes and the ears. Like she is so cute.
She's adorable.
And she's like,
her ears are like short and floppy. They're adorable. Yes. They're adorable.
Yes. And she's, we weighed her, I want to say she's 37 pounds.
Okay.
So she's like, you know, she's that size everybody's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I think her ideal home is going to be with maybe like an older person who's looking for a low maintenance dog and
right.
a companion. She does better with older kids who are going to know, you know, manners and not to go up and just put hands on dogs. She was brought to us because the people in the home had a young child, a baby who was starting to become mobile, and mm-hmm. it just freaked her out. Like her whole world was changed when this little human started to move.
Well, and I can vouch for that. And I've got mm-hmm. two dogs. I think I've mentioned that several times before on Fur Baby Friday, but I've got two dogs, but I also have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when those two girls were younger, my older dog was just like, I want nothing to do with you, and just kind of walked away.
Yep.
You know, but it does kind of freak them out a little bit, you know, because you're dealing with this new litter mate, per se, mm-hmm. you know, when you bring them home from the hospital. But once they start moving, they're like, no way.
Yeah. And, you know, it changes their world again.
Yeah.
You know, usually when this happens, you're going to want to separate the dogs from the child
yep.
until they grow. And, you know, that's what we had to do with my dogs. this home was not able to do that.
Oh, that's a shame.
So, you know, it was not an easy thing for them to do. They do have another baby on the way. So it was just, you know, and that's why we're here. We don't want anybody to get hurt because, you know, kids have to learn animal language. They have to
right.
know what's appropriate, what's not. And when they're 10 months or whatever, they don't know.
Right. No. And that's very much fair. Yeah. No.
But I think she is going to go very fast. She is spayed. She's up to date on vaccination. She's ready to go today. If it's older kids, you know, 8 years plus, she's going to do fine with them. She is very, very sweet. She likes butt scratches. She likes love. We did trim her nails. She did not like that. So I do recommend nail trimmings in the future to be done by the vet.
Because most dogs don't like their paws to be touched,
you
right?
know, it's so when you get a puppy, you want to condition them.
Right.
You want to grab their feet, play with their toes, play with their ears, play with their tail. And you're desensitizing them
right.
so that you can safely and stress-free, you know, trim the nails, but you're also helping to desensitize them for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So kids can go up, and if they grab a tail before they realize they're not supposed to, or feet, the dog's not going to react. So
right.
you're desensitizing mm-hmm. the animal. So she was a rescue also.
Okay.
So I don't know a lot about her
history
life before that.
Yeah.
I know she's been in this home for a while. But yeah, I think, and they did say, don't believe she's been around cats, but she does good with dogs as long as they're not. She needs like a more well-mannered dog. Like
okay.
the puppies aren't going to be a good fit for her. Like she's seven.
Right.
She doesn't have time for that anymore. Like, she needs a well-mannered dog who's not going to be in her face. Like,
so let's say there's somebody out there who's listening to K-Tag right now for Fur Baby Friday, and they're like, this might be a good dog for me because, mm-hmm. A, they have older children, you know, six and up, and they have another low-maintenance dog that's not going to, you know, freak her out.
Right.
Like, what's a good way that they can contact you if anybody out there listening is interested in Elsie?
Yeah, so, you know, we always recommend coming in.
Yeah.
That's always the best way because then you can meet the animals. You can go onto our website, parkcountyanimalshelter.org. Any of our adoptable animals will be on that website. So mm-hmm. you can see pictures of her and a little bio and stuff. Give us a call, 587-5110. Reach out to us over Facebook. So lots of ways, but we always encourage people to stop in.
Right. And then we've discussed this before, you know, many, many times, but I think it's important every single time. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is something that, you know, if Elsie is, you know, the pet for you, possibly, you know, the first step is to also, after going in to meet her, is to fill out the application online, too, or even in person while you're at the shelter.
Absolutely. And, you know, that application is good for a year. It's good for multiple adoptions, multiple animals. If you want to adopt a dog and then down the road, a cat. And then if we get turtles in, you want a turtle, like right. we'll hook you up.
I've seen, so. And I can vouch, I have seen a pot-bellied pig come out of the mm-hmm. shelter before. So they do house all different kinds of animals, even though we feature yep. mostly cats and dogs on Fur Baby Friday.
But yeah, stop in. And we also offer, you know, the foster to adopt. So, mm-hmm.
so tell us a little bit about the foster to adopt. Mm-hmm. In case somebody's just tuning in to Fur Baby Friday for the first time.
I'm a big fan of the foster to adopt. We encourage it with all of our animals, dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. It is 30 days, a full month where you can take an animal home, make sure it's going to be a good fit for you, your family, the animal. Any time in that 30 days, if it's going great, you can call, you can finalize the adoption. If it's not working, then it's a refundable deposit. We do ask for half the adoption fee down. Mm-hmm. If it's not working, bring the animal back. It's a refundable deposit. And we'll have you fill out a little paper why it didn't work just to help us place that animal into a better home.
Right.
So, but it gives you the option of bringing the animal back to us if it does not work and you get that money back. If you outright adopt, it's a non-refundable deposit. Mm-hmm. So after that first month, they're going to probably start lowering their barriers and right. their walls, and they're going to start to show you the personality, and then give it a couple more weeks and they're going to start to trust you more. Like, it's all a process, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not gonna perfect world. You would come adopt an animal and you're going to bond with them right away. And it's
right.
going to be peaches and cream. But the reality is you have to, create that bond, you know,
right.
you have to show them that you're a safe spot, you're going to care for them, you're going to feed them, you're going to exercise them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an instant thing. You have to create that trust with them. So,
I mean, Elsie here, for example, she's so carefree.
She has adjusted really well to, like, the shelter world. You know, we've only had her a couple days, but she isn't showing a lot of stress. She is a great dog. I think somebody is going to have, I mean, we have a lot of great animals at the shelter, but somebody's going to get a really good dog here.
Absolutely.
Like, she is just,
I took
she's
her,
a
what,
sweet
like maybe
girl.
20 minutes to just fully relax yeah. here in the studio, and she's chilling by you on the floor.
Yeah, she's just like taking a nap right now. She loves her squeaky toys. She will walk around with them in her mouth. Like, she loves her squeaky toys. Yeah, she's going to be a great dog for somebody.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for bringing Elsie with you today. And hopefully we'll see you next week, Nicole.
Yes, I will be here for 4th of July talk.
Sweet.
Woo.
All right. I look forward to it. All right. You're listening to the K-Tag Morning Show. More music is on the way next.